So last week we talked about some of the founding fathers in tech, and this week I decided, why don't we go a little bit deeper into one of those founders, and decided to choose one that I find the most interesting, and that is Steve Jobs. So let's talk about Steve Jobs for a bit. Yeah, in case this is your first time joining, this is How Cool Tech Works, which will be changing in a bit. Things are slipping on the wraps, but yeah. But for this week, we are still How Cool Tech Works, and we talk about varying technological innovations, and yeah, we also talk about people behind those innovations, which is why we're talking about Steve Jobs today. So, if you've ever marveled at the iPhone or been swept away by a Pixar movie, you're already familiar with Steve Jobs' incredible influence. He wasn't just a tech genius, he was a visionary who saw things differently, and that's what makes his story so unforgettable. So, Steve Jobs' story began in 1995, San Francisco, California. Adopted as a baby, he grew up in Silicon Valley, an area that would soon become the hub of technology. And even as a kid, Steve had a wild imagination and a big curiosity about electronics. He wasn't a typical student. He actually dropped out of school, out of college, because he felt traditional education wasn't just for him. So, you know, this curiosity eventually led him to meet Steve Wozniak, a tech whiz, who would become his co-founder. Together, they started Apple in Jobs' garage. That was in 1976. Their first computer, the Apple One, was groundbreaking. Yeah, we can call it groundbreaking because it brought computers closer to ordinary people, not just scientists or like big companies. And you know, it's pretty crazy if you think about starting, you know, such a thing in your garage, right? So Apple's early success was also marred by a couple of setbacks. So the real turning point for Apple came when they launched Apple II, one of the first computers that everyday people could use. It was a huge success, making Apple a big name in tech. But Jobs wasn't just interested in making money. He wanted to create products that felt different. But you know, as we know, the road to success isn't always smooth. So in 1985, Jobs left Apple. There were some issues, and he was basically forced out after a power struggle, leaving the company behind. You know, the company started, right? Leaving the company behind. For most people, that would have been the end of the story, but not for Steve Jobs. Yeah. So while he left Apple, he went on to do other things, interestingly. So after he left Apple, Jobs didn't slow down. He started a new company called Next to create high quality computers, which later inspired the future of Apple products. But that wasn't all. Jobs also bought a small animation studio that he turned into Pixar, with movies like Toy Story. Pixar changed animation. Like, you just kind of see that, you know, Jobs was a very ambitious person, and you could almost say anything he touches turned into gold. So Pixar changed animation forever, showing the world that technology and creativity could make magic together. And then in 1997, Apple was struggling and needed new ideas. Decided to bring Jobs back, who quickly got to work. He helped launch the iPod in 2001, the device that could hold, yeah, the popular marketing technique for, oh, the marketing term for the iPod was like 1,000 songs in your pocket, right? That kind of stuff. So after the iPod, we had one of probably the most iconic Apple products. I'm sure you can guess it. It's the iPhone. Yes, in 2007 we had the iPhone, a product that was more than just a phone. We've talked about the iPhone on this podcast a couple of times, and it's kind of like, it was like the beginning of the transition to a full touchscreen where there are no keypads, right? In other podcasts, I've also mentioned that Apple didn't really pioneer touchscreen, right? They didn't pioneer a lot of things, right? Those things already existed, but they introduced them in a way that people liked them, people could use them, people could also enjoy using them. And I think that's really where Apple thrives, and that is what Steve really did for Apple. Apple is good at maybe not being the first to something, but they do it sometimes, it might be a bit cringe, let's be honest, but when they do it in a way that people tend to enjoy using it. It doesn't feel gimmicky, it feels like a need, it feels enjoyable using them, right? Which was what the iPhone was. And then, you know, we had a lot of other competitors coming in trying to replicate the success Apple got with the iPhone. So Steve Jobs had an amazing legacy, obviously, right? He passed away in 2011, unfortunately, but his ideas live on. His passion for blending art and technology, making products beautiful and easy to use, you know, still guides Apple to today. We see his influence every time we pick up an iPhone or watch a Pixar movie. Jobs showed us that technology doesn't have to be boring or complicated. It can be exciting, beautiful, and something, you know, that makes our lives better. His life is a reminder that success isn't always a straight path. Sometimes it's about taking risks, failing, coming back even stronger. Jobs taught us that, you know, the importance of thinking differently, right? He was someone who always wanted to think differently. He didn't just follow the crowd. He followed his passion. He took risks. He dared to believe in ideas that seemed impossible. So the next time you use your phone, computer, think of Steve Jobs. Let it be a reminder that, you know, you can do anything, you can achieve anything. That's it on today's podcast. I will see you in the next one. And the reboot of the podcast is coming shortly. You do not want to miss it. Bye for now.